And we welcome you back here to Halftime of Wayne State Football. We are pleased to be joined this afternoon by Dr. Alyssa Huth-Box, who is the director of the Merrill Palmer Skillman Institute here at Wayne State University, also a professor in the Department of Psychology. Dr. Huth-Box, thanks for joining us this afternoon. I know you're busy here on campus. So how's the semester been going so far?
Oh, it's been going great. Very busy as usual. The fall is such a busy time in the semester, but it's also one of the most exciting times of the year. So absolutely. It's been going fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. As the weather starts to change a little bit toward the wintertime, fall is always a fun place to be here in Midtown Detroit. Doctor, let me ask you first about your responsibilities here at Wayne State. We want to talk about the Merrill Palmer Skillman Institute specifically a little bit later, but tell everybody in the audience what you do here at Wayne State.
Sure. Well, I'm actually somewhat new to Wayne State. I arrived in January of 2023, so I'm super happy to be at Wayne State. I did grow up in Michigan, actually Southeast Michigan, and then went to school all over Southeast Michigan. So this was like coming back home for me when I was honored to receive the offer to be the director of the Merrill Palmer Skillman Institute. But I am, yes, a director. This is a research institute within the Division of Research at Wayne State University. I'm a clinical psychologist by training, but I do mostly administrative work at this time.
Well, welcome to Wayne State, and welcome back to Michigan as well. Let's talk about the Merrill Palmer Skillman Institute, specifically what it does and a little bit of the history about the institute.
Great. Okay. It always surprises me when I hear that people may not know about the institute, because the institute has an incredible history. We celebrated the 100th year of the institute in 2020. So I'll tell you what it is right now, and then I'll tell you a little bit about its history. Yeah. As I mentioned, we are a research institute that is devoted to better understanding and improving the health and development of children and their families in urban settings, particularly in Detroit, of course. So we currently conduct a lot of multidisciplinary research across the university and at the institute. We have a number of education and training programs where we engage students at the university, but also professionals and people outside of the university. And then we have a very significant community outreach and engagement arm of the institute, where we are doing just a lot of really exciting community partnerships and programming.
Go with the history of it as well.
Yeah, that's what I was going to let you know a little bit about the history, because I just find this historical piece so amazing. So the Merrill Palmer Institute was actually originally founded in 1920. And at that time, it was called the Merrill Palmer Motherhood and Training School. In 1922, so just a couple years after it was founded, it created and launched the third nursery school in the United States. So we had one of the earliest nursery schools in the United States. And our nursery school in particular has had a national and international reputation ever since then. Our nursery school played a major role in the development of war nurseries. We were one of the earliest nursery schools in the country to desegregate our school. Folks at the Institute helped create the National Head Start Program. And we've really been leaders, cutting edge leaders in the area of early childhood and early education. And then amazingly, and a lot of people don't know this either, of course, that the Institute existed for 61 years before it joined Wayne State University. So it actually joined Wayne State in the early 80s in 1981. And the Institute was so fortunate that Wayne State University knew the value of the Institute. And there was a really rough period of the Institute. It almost closed and really folded, but Wayne State University understood the importance and really took the Institute into the university. And then in the mid-2000s, another very important milestone happened. The Merrill Palmer Institute was integrated with the Skillman Center for Children. And those two units became what we now call the Merrill Palmer Skillman Institute. So there is so much more about the history. Actually, we at the Reuther Library, there is an institute collection. At our location, which we'll maybe talk about at some point, we have a permanent exhibit celebrating the centennial of the Institute. And we also online have an online exhibit. So anybody who wants to know more about the century of work we've been doing, you know, there you can, of course, get in touch with us. But there are ways to see the 100 years and the impact we've had. It's been pretty amazing.
Oh, absolutely. Over 100 years of history is definitely pretty cool. You mentioned the nursery school or preschool. Is there still one on site? And if this is the case, or is that the case, first of all? And then who can attend this preschool?
Yeah. There is. It was the beginning of the Institute, and it is still a gem for our Institute. So we call the nursery school, we now call it the MIPSI is an acronym for Merrill Palmer Skillman Institute, Early Childhood Center. So it's the MIPSI ECC. It is on site. It is geared towards preschoolers. We used to have infants and toddlers, but right now we're really focused on the preschool age. Currently we have two classrooms open. Before the pandemic, we had three, but right now we're at capacity with two. There's about 30 to 35 preschoolers who attend the school. We're one of the few early childhood centers in Detroit that has the highest quality rating. So 5 stars out of 5 stars. So we are an amazing resource, not just to Wayne State, but the community. And in terms of who attends, these 30 to 35 kiddos and their families, of course, participate in things. We have a beautiful, diverse group of families, and that was always the intention from the very beginning. So we have, again, we have families whose maybe parents are students or work at Wayne State University, but we're not just for Wayne State. We're definitely for the community as well. We have an amazing executive director and director of the ECC. Mm-hmm. Who help to get grants each year to help offset the cost of the attendance for the families. And so we do have a group who pay tuition. We sort of call it tuition, but, you know, the regular, you know, pay the tuition of the the fees or whatever of the ECC, just like a lot of, preschools or daycare mm-hmm. centers or early education centers. But because of the work of our directors, about 2/3 of our spots are grant covered, which means that grant eligible families can have their children attend this 5-star quality preschool education program for free. And one of the two grants is actually specifically for student parents, which is just a really amazing resource. And we're always looking to spread the word to our Wayne State students that if you have preschool age children, we are an amazing early childhood education setting where you might want to consider having your preschoolers attend while you are on campus.
Absolutely. That's a great resource for sure. And where are you located? Where is the Institute located?
Yeah, that's part of why sometimes it's hard for people to remember we're here, because we're a little bit off the main campus area. We are located on East Ferry Street, right off of Woodward. So we're on Ferry Street between Woodward and John R. It's a beautiful block of old historic homes. And we are in really a national and international treasure. We are in the historic Charles Lang Freer House, which is 71 East Ferry is our exact address. And that really is an incredible place to be as well. I'm happy to tell you more about that if you want to know.
That's okay. We're running out of time, but, great information. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Huthbox, and best of luck the rest of the semester. Go Warriors. Okay.
Yeah. Go Warriors. Thanks.
You're bye-bye. Welcome. That was Dr. Alyssa Huth-Box, who is the director of the Merrill Palmer Skillman Institute here at Wayne State and also a professor in the Department of Psychology. We're at halftime. Stay tuned. Second half coming up after this. You're listening to Warriors Football.